We want to welcome all of you to our church service today here at Grace Bible Church. And in our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the book of Zephaniah. And I want to encourage you as a student of the Word of God to spend time in these early months of 2021 studying the book of Zephaniah. It really is a book to remind us of what happens when we've had light given to us and we walk away from that light. What happens? What are the consequences that flow from that? And in this chapter 1, we've already looked at a couple of verses earlier this month, but in verse 14 it says, "The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteneth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty men shall cry there bitterly." A reminder that God is going to undertake and He is going to bring about judgment because of the rejection of the light, and the mighty men, the leaders, will weep when that day comes. We need to be reminded, folks, that our world is headed toward that great day of judgment. We cannot live with the idea in our minds that somehow it's not going to happen. It is going to happen. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back and take His children out of this world in the rapture. But then during that period of time that follows, the great tribulation period, it's going to be a time of judgment. It's going to be the unfolding of judgment. The entire 7-year period is known as the wrath of the Lord. Not just the middle part, but the entire period. It's the wrath of God against those who sinned against the light. And so I want to encourage you as you think about this year and as we look into the future, and things certainly do not look wonderful and rosy, but I do know this, that for the Christian, we've got heaven. We've got the glorious opportunity to be with our Savior forever and ever. And that should encourage us. If your heart's not encouraged by the fact that when you leave this earth, you're going to be in the presence of the Lord, then you need to examine yourself today. You need to ask yourself the question, why do I want this world more than I want the next? That's one of the glorious things about speaking with dear saints of God that have walked with the Lord for many, many years. That whenever difficulties come and serious health problems come into their life, the first thing that they say, those that have been walking with God, is that I'm just one day closer to being with the Lord. One day closer home. When you view this world as your terminal spot, you don't understand what eternity is. This world is not my termination spot. I may die soon or I may die later. I don't know. We have watched over the last several weeks a number of young people in our county die. Tragic deaths. Unbelievable things happen to young people. They had no idea that when they walked into 2021 that they would die in the month of January. It's a reminder that you and I must be ready to meet the Lord at any second of the day. And that means walking in His Word, because that'll change your perspective. So God, help us today to understand and know that we face that judgment that's coming in the future. We don't know when, but I'm prepared because I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. I trust that that's the case in your heart and life today.